This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
Listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 254 for the week ending Saturday, January 3rd, 2015. I almost said 2014. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nielsen.
I'm your captain.
In California. And with us this morning, from Conyers, Georgia, the lovely Maria Johnson.
Hey there. How's everybody doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And let me turn that off and play this one from Oklahoma, Steve Nelson.
Where the wind comes.
Hello, everybody.
The plain.
And
waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes.
And from Malta, Montana, we have Father Corey Stika.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Montana, Happy New Year.
Where they come from miles
okay.
around.
It's still Christmas.
It is. It's the ninth Christmas. The ninth day of Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it ninth or tenth?
Ninth.
Is it ninth? Oh, I'm wrong.
No, you're right. It is the tenth because New Year's is the octave day, the eighth day.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think Lynn Francisco told me the wrong day. I'll blame it on her.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so whatever day it is. It's
is
still
today
Christmas.
The Lord's a leaping or the maids a milking or something?
Somebody's been...
I don't know. I don't know the song.
I don't know.
I never remember it. only time you remember is when somebody starts singing it. Then, of course, you've got it. But
that's right.
You don't want me to launch into that song today.
Well, you can find the Muppets version.
So how is everybody today?
I am great. I stayed up way too late last night watching my Oklahoma State Cowboys play in the Cactus Bowl against University of Washington. It was a fabulous game, and we won. Yay!
Awesome. That's great. So what were you ranked going into the game?
I don't even know if we were ranked.
Oh, okay.
We had a very tough year. Uh-huh. We actually only made going to a bowl by winning our very last game of the season, so... but they were a complete turnaround. They had this spot in the middle where they were just absolutely horrible. And then they pulled it all together and they were playing top-notch football the last couple of games. So it was real exciting, a very young team. They're all sophomores and freshmen. So it's only going to get better. So we're real excited about that.
Yeah. It looks like all the Southern teams got knocked out of the championship, University of Alabama and Florida State. Florida State got just squashed.
Boo his. Yeah. I was so pleased with that.
They will know we are Christians by our love.
Then there's no love.
Yeah.
No love.
I have to say, though, the championship game that's coming up against Oregon and Ohio State, I am excited about that game.
Yeah, I'm going for Oregon. Who are you going for?
I'm going for Oregon. Yeah. But I just think, you know, I questioned the whole playoff system when they first put it together, but I think this is going to be really the two best teams are going to be playing. It's going to be an exciting game. Nice. I think, I hope.
I hope so too.
Ohio State was pretty impressive against Alabama, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
Did you see the short little video? I think it was like a little Vine clip of Urban Meyer when they told him what the score was.
Yeah.
Did you see the clip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that Oregon had beat Florida State by 40 points.
40 points.
Wow.
And so he was in his own news conference and he went, what? 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 I got to go. We got to start prepared for the next game.
Got some work to do.
All right.
So how was... let's see, the last time we were doing this was the podcast marathon. And for those of you who weren't with us last Saturday, we missed you. But we had a great time and we actually achieved our end of the year fundraising goal. Again, to remind you, it was just a nice, modest $18,000 to keep us going for another year. And we ended up, the final tally on that day. I don't know what the final tally is now. 18,674. So we beat it.
That's awesome.
$674.
Thank you, everyone.
Those are always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun day, and we didn't even have to go the whole marathon. We shut it down early, so that was a lot of fun. And so here we are. It's after as we mentioned, 10th day of Christmas. Also, New Year's Day we had just a couple days ago. Did you guys do anything special for that?
Our parish had a 10 a.m. mass, which was very generous.
we had an 8:30 and a 10, and I had to go to the 8:30 because I had to fly out to California, which is where I am right now. If you're watching the video, you'll see a little bit different looking background here. So anyway,
yeah, we had on Thursdays, I go to the nursing home usually for mass at 10 o'clock. So I just kept that and then did a 5:30 p.m. mass. A small town, that's all it really needed, but it worked out pretty well.
Hmm. Yeah, I was hoping to go to one of the vigil masses on New Year's Eve, but my youngest daughter, Natalie, that's her birthday. So that the whole day revolves around her and her birthday celebration. So
I spent the whole day in my duplex watching TV and sorting through my mound of papers that I'd collected throughout the year, getting things ready for taxes and all that stuff.
Fun. Wow.
It was good. It wasn't very fun, but I actually feel like I got a lot accomplished.
Now, Steve, are you one of those guys?
I'm so glad you clarified that it wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun, but I got a lot accomplished, and my house is, all neatened up, straightened up and everything. So
Steve,
I even went through my closets and got through, a lot of clothes to donate. And
are you one of those guys that when we were in school, you were given an assignment like a month out or 2 months out, that you started working on it like immediately?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm still not that person.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I didn't mention, though, that we were having freezing rain and things like that, so there really wasn't any reason to go out anywhere. So.
But there's so many other things to do than to do that.
You have to do this eventually.
Yeah, but why do it now when you can put it off until April 14th?
You're right. Oh, or the morning of the 15th.
Yeah, there
you go. 5 minutes to five.
Wait a minute. No, 15th. Wait a minute. You can put your extension in and then extend it into October.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, sorry about that. My computer kind of hung for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
All of a sudden we hear you saying hello, and we're going, hello?
Yeah. Are you not hearing us, or are we not hearing you?
Sorry.
Hey, no problem.
Forgot what I was saying.
We were just talking about April.
One of the
April
two.
15th.
One of the two inevitable things:
death,
taxes. Yeah.
And
yeah,
the word that we don't want to talk about. Anyway, so those people who donated to SQPN, guess what? That's a tax deduction, so that'll help in preparing your taxes. Of course, please visit your tax accountant or tax attorney to make sure that it's a tax deduction for you. Anyway, so how's the weather out there in Montana, Dr. Corey?
Oh, beautiful, cold and snowy.
I just called you Dr. Corey.
There you go. I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor of love. Cold and snowy. Yeah, you were talking last week that the temperatures are going to be dropping really, really low.
Yeah, we had some Monday and Tuesday, we had single digits, and it warmed up during the week. Well, relatively speaking, it got up into the 20s. But today it's single digits again, and it's snowing, and yeah, it's lots of fun.
We don't believe
you. Stay inside and not do much.
Yeah.
See, I'm not the only one.
It's not New Year's Day. It's Saturday.
I guess it's just very active on New Year's Day, but
are there any bowl games or anything going on anymore? Or are they all over until the championship?
For me, as far as I'm concerned,
I think there are three, including the championship game, but they're not very high ranked games, so I don't even know what they are.
So not a lot going on in sports today, then.
The toilet bowl.
Toilet bowl.
What are some of the names of those bowl games?
The cereal bowl.
The cereal bowl.
It's all about, you know, endorsements now, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about the money.
Well, we had, you know, we were watching the Belk Bowl, and we had to go and look, what on earth is Belk? You know, it's not a company we know around here.
Oh,
sounds like somebody here.
They're a department store. They're not bad.
They're not up here at all. So we're like, what on earth company is this?
Yeah, it's a department store, mostly in this. It's in Tulsa. I thought it was just in the southeast. Well, anyway,
Wow, we have talked our way into the break.
Yeah, actually, I have to admit something. I accidentally hit the playhead on the file. So I think we zapped through about 3 or 4 minutes ahead, so which is good. That means we'll end right at on the hour, I hope. So anyway, it's our first break. And again, thank you to everyone who contributed to SQPN for 2014. And we're continuing to count on your support for 2015, especially all of those new pledges. Those are pledges, and we hope you follow through with those so we can keep operating. And anyway, it's going to be a great year, and the big thing planned for us this year is the CNMC Jubilee celebration in Atlanta, Georgia on June 7th. And if you are planning on coming, which I really recommend, I recommend that you come in maybe Friday or Saturday, take in some of the Eucharistic Congress on Saturday. The Archdiocese of Atlanta puts on a very big show. And then Saturday night, we're going to have something special before we begin the CNMC. We haven't decided exactly what it is yet, and we haven't announced
it.
It's going to be a big party, of course. Yes.
Party in my house.
Yeah. Oh, at Maria's house. Okay, we already know now. And let's see. And then, of course, Sunday, the celebration of 10 years in Catholic New Media for the StarQuest Production Network. Again, remember that our opening keynote speaker is the guy that started these CNMCs from the beginning, Greg Willits. So looking forward to seeing him and the whole family. They're all coming out. So
it was great having them on the marathon.
It was
like old time.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah,
that,
you know, that
fun to watch. Really
funny. That marathon was like a little tease of what the CNMC is going to be, and it'll be even better because everybody will be there in person.
Yeah.
So
we'll have to revive the big old Cheetos tub.
Only if Sister Anne can come.
Only if Sister Anne
can make it. Oh, boy.
Sister Anne Flanagan, we love you, non-blogger.
And she's in England now, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think she's back, isn't she? Back
in
Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know if she came back for the holidays or if she was done with her.
She was there for a year or more.
Yeah. She's doing some new media thing for them, I think. I'm showing them.
Hasn't it been a year already?
I thought it was over the summer she moved.
Was it? Oh, gosh. I don't know.
I remember.
Yeah. She got rid of too many books. Actually, you know what killed me? I was watching some pictures that she posted where she was tearing up and shredding or burning her journals.
So SQPN.
She would travel with them.
And there's the end of our first break. That we just decided not to wait until the end.
That we ignored. I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, we were all doing it.
This is the show about nothing.
Yes.
The show about nothing. Well, let's make it a show about something. Did you guys do New Year's resolutions? Because our Pope had some ideas on that.
Really? What's his ideas on that?
I don't know. I just saw the headline.
No, I read them a while back, but I didn't.
Okay, click on the link, Maria, and tell us what he said.
I don't look at anything.
I'll see if I can find them.
Well, you could look where I was going to have them for the picks of the week, but that's all right.
Oh, sorry, Father.
Oh, okay. Well, hold that thought.
Nope, too late now.
Well, let's go on to the next thing. Shall we generate our saints?
Let's do that. Yeah, so tell us, what is that all about, Maria, if we dare?
Jennifer Fulweiler has a fantastic little saint's name generator, where it's at jenniferfulweiler.com/saints. And she recommends that you prayerfully, you know, take a moment to think about or to pray about who your saint, your patron saint is going to be for the year. And then you just click on the button and it generates a saint for you.
Okay, why don't we do this? Everybody who is watching, because if you're watching us live right now, that means you're in front of some kind of computing device. So if you can do it without crashing your chat room and your video, head over to jenniferfulweiler.com/saints. We can all do it together. And everybody on the panel, if you can do the same. And then we'll each do the push the button and find out what our 2015 saint's going to be.
That's right. And it does give you a couple of click-throughs to settle your mind and to, you know, to get ready. So I'm at my moment for prayer. And it just says to you, while the program works to pick a saint for you, we encourage you to pause to say a prayer that whichever saint is chosen for you will inspire you to glorify God with your life. So, moment of silence. And shall I go? Or yeah. Anybody else ready?
Go,
Marie. I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Show me my saint. It's working. Oh, St. Gabriel the Archangel.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's fantastic. Very
nice. Patronage of broadcasters.
Nice.
Clergy, communications workers, diplomats, post offices, postal workers, radios, stamp collectors, telephones, and television. I'd say that works pretty well for podcasting as well.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's great.
St. Gabriel.
That's awesome.
All right, Maria, you go next.
Okay, here we go. Show me my saint.
Click. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Blessed Titus Bransma. I don't know who this is.
Titus.
But there's Click a button the that says learn more about Blessed Titus.
And so as an advertisement, it goes to saints.sqpn.com.
Yes, it does.
Terry Jones was with us last week on Catholic Weekend. He's the guy that runs the whole SQPN Saints site.
All right.
What a ministry that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Truly.
It was fun to have him with us and hear his voice and all that kind of stuff. So
we kind of shocked him too. He's like, "You want me on? Sure, why not?"
So, do you guys want to know about Blessed Titus?
Yeah, let's hear about
him. Wow, he's a martyr. I think. Pious youth from a pious family. Three of his four sisters were nuns, and a brother became a Franciscan priest. Mm. He had the nickname Shorty. He was a good student. Oh, well, so much for that. Who felt an early call to the priesthood. So he entered a Franciscan minor seminary, but health problems prevented him from becoming a Franciscan, so he joined the Carmelites. Nothing like having the Carmelites as your backup, right? In the Netherlands. And he took the name Titus, and he made his first vows in 1899. Oh, wow, this guy spoke Italian, Frisian, Dutch, and English, and could read Spanish. This just got really exciting for me. He translated the works of St. Teresa of Avila, who is my patron saint. Remember, you guys, when I didn't have a saint that I had to pick one? So she's my patron saint. So he translated the works of St. Teresa of Avila from Spanish to Dutch and published them in 1901. Cool. So he taught university. Let's see what else.
Da-da-da-da. Sounds like a perfect saint for you.
He's a good saint for me, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he was, he agitated the Nazis and was deported to Dachau in April. When he could no longer work, he was used for medical experiments.
When that ran
out for him, they killed him. Wow.
Very.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is a neat saint for me. All right, Blessed Titus. You're my man this year.
Okay, you want to go next, Father?
Sure. I got Pope St. Pius V. Who was
awesome.
Yeah, exactly. He was the pope that he's most well known for enacting the reforms of the Council of Trent. So it meant that he opened up new seminaries. He created a then new breviary, a new missal, of course, what people now know as the Tridentine Missal, the traditional Latin missal. There's the Catechism of Trent came from him. But he also, it's interesting that he's a saint who's thought of as very strict, you know, because he enacted all these reforms of things that we now see as antiquated. But he also did a lot of work with the needy. He built hospitals. He used the papal treasury to care for the poor. Does that sound familiar? We might have a pope who's kind of like that, don't we? He faced many difficulties in the public forum, both in the implementation of the Trinitine reforms and in interaction with other heads of state. And at the time of his death, he was working on a Christian-European alliance to break the power of the Islamic states. So, very interesting choice.
Very interesting. Okay, and sounds like the music is coming up in the background for our bottom of the hour break. But before we break, let me tell you a little bit about my saint, who is Saint Dominic Savio. And he is the patron of boys, children's choirs, falsely accused people, and juvenile delinquents.
Perfect for you.
Also, you're kind of wondering about, but no.
Okay, well.
I would go with the choir boy one.
Yeah, I think I would go with that one.
Yeah. Here, let me turn down this music. I'm sorry. It's so getting so loud. A little bit different setup here today, here in California. There we go. Anyway, so let me tell you a little bit about Saint Dominic. He was born in Italy in 1842. When he was just four, he disappeared and his good mother went looking for him. She found the little fellow in a corner praying with his hands joined and his head bowed. He already knew his prayers by heart. At 4 years old, wow. At five, he was an altar boy. When he was seven, he received First Holy Communion. On that solemn day, he chose a motto, death but not sin. And he kept it always. Okay, there's a lot more stuff there. I'll have to read up on it. And hey, if you can do the same, if you're out there listening, head over to jenniferfullweiler.com/saints. Is that right? No, I've already forgotten. Yeah, saints. It's easy. We'll have
a link.
Stay
there and check out her website, Conversion Diary.
Yeah, it's excellent. She's
really a fascinating woman. And she's got a radio show now on Sirius. And
she's a wonderful writer.
Something other than God. So check her out. She's a friend of SQPN. She spoke at one of the...
Yeah,
a few years ago.
She was an atheist, I think, right? Before she
became... she had an amazing conversion story, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so as most are, I think. Amazing.
Yeah, true. So check out Jennifer Fulweiler's site, jenniferfulweiler.com. The link will be in the show notes. But again, go over to the Saint Generator and pick a saint for 2015 that can help you pray for you. So. Speaking of praying for you, thank you for praying for us out there. Your prayer has undoubtedly helped with us reaching our goal, our end-of-year fundraising goal. And we're very excited that we're going to be here for another year full of SQPN productions and hopefully some exciting news as the year progresses. And if you want to check out the network and some of the great programming there, head over to sqpn.com. And you'll see we have different categories of shows. We have entertainment and enlightenment, and we have a series on plumbing, I believe, and woodworking. No, we don't. We don't have any of those yet, do we? but we have a lot of great secrets shows, the secrets of Star Wars, the secrets of Doctor Who, and Father Corey is one of the panelists on that great show. Have you done the, you probably haven't done the December Christmas edition yet?
We haven't yet. We're trying to get coordinated on that so we can get that recorded and get that out there. But yeah, it's coming up soon.
I look forward to it. And we've also kicked off some new shows, kind of a stutter start on some of them, like Tech to the Future. Father Corey and I have been involved in that one along with Father Roderick, and hopefully we'll... As the new year kind of settles in, we'll get back to a regular schedule. And so check out that show. That's a kind of a tech show for untechnological people. So we're there to...
Show for me, huh?
Yeah, it'd be a great show for you. For people out there who want to learn more about how to, you know, like the hows and wherefores and such for doing getting the equipment necessary for starting a podcast and blogging and that kind of thing. We'll go into the nuts and bolts and try to explain it to the layperson. Anyway, we have a lot of great programming, so check it out over at sqpn.com. And again, thanks for your prayers and thanks for your monetary support. All right. That was the Airmen of Note, the U.S. Air Force Jazz Band. And the name of that song, appropriately, Sleaze Factor.
Which is such a shame because I really like that one.
I don't know why they call it Sleaze Factor, but that's what they...
I don't know why it's appropriate.
Well, because I'm talking. Yeah, me. I'm a sleazy guy.
That's a great song with an unfortunate name.
Yes. So anyway...
Great songs.
Yeah.
Look at what I got. The Piano Guys CD.
Oh, ooh. Those guys are fun.
Nice.
Enjoy it.
I mean, the music is great, but the videos are fantastic.
Yes, yes, they are.
Yeah, they're amazing. They are amazing. So we were going to talk a little, we were touching a little bit on New Year's resolutions, and I think we kind of just went ahead and moved on. Do you want to dwell on that anymore, or do you want to continue with something else?
Well, I didn't do my homework on the Pope, so if Father Corey can recover that, fine. If not, I don't.
No. We'll wait for him to do it as his pick. So we'll never mind. We'll just forget about the New Year's resolutions.
He's in my pick. You know, it's going to be a good one, folks. You know, he did, however, they did put out a year in review of the Pope, of the things that he had done over the year. You know, some, of course, interesting travels and interesting stuff that he had done, interviews and so on. You know, it says that the Pope traveled to five journeys this year. He went to the Holy Land, Korea, Albania, Strasbourg, and Turkey. You know, admittedly, I kind of forgot about some of these. I forgot that he had gone to Albania and Strasbourg.
Is this year the year that he's coming to Philadelphia?
Yes, it is. That's in September, I believe it is. World Conference or World Day for Families.
Excellent.
Yep.
And most dioceses like ours have already planned trips. So if you want to go, that's a good opportunity to join your diocese and go on as a group to see our Holy Father. Should be an incredible trip.
Yeah.
I hope to go. I already have a hotel reservation.
Nice.
Wow.
I made it when they first announced he was going. I hopped on and made a hotel reservation because I figured it would be impossible to do it later.
Yeah,
wise man.
Did you get it somewhere downtown?
Really, really expensive if you waited till later, if you could find one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it for, you know, basically the day they announced it. And, you know, so they hadn't raised the rates yet. So hopefully they will, they'll still honor it.
They'll honor that.
Did you get it downtown?
No, it's a little bit out. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know where it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At that point. So who knows? It may be totally impossible for me to get there. I may end up having to camp somewhere anyway. Who knows?
Catch a bus to the train station, ride a train to another bus. And no.
Hold on to the hotel and then sublet it. Is that even legal?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably make a whole lot of money on that one.
Until the hotel finds out and kicks you out. Hey, he's out of it.
Well, there's probably a good chance you're not watching this show, so I think you're good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're safe.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's see. What else in the news shall we talk about here? How about, you know, we didn't talk about it, and... I don't know if I remember to clip this or not, but a couple of weeks ago when the Pope was addressing the clergy or the what do you call that? The Vatican.
The Curia?
Curia. Mm. Curia. He kind of, I guess that's typically a time where he kind of gives encouraging, positive messages, but I think this year he kind of spanked them. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He basically said, you know, like the cliques that you're involved with and you're seeking out positions of power and, you know, being like isolated from the world and not thinking about, you know, Catholics out there in the world and everything. I mean, he kind of really came down hard on them regarding that, their behavior.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at that list and that's something that we all
Oh, yeah.
need to focus on. You know, he talks about I just kind of pulled up some of the list here. You know, he talks about the sickness of Marthaism, you know, which stems from Martha and Mary, the excessive busyness, where we're constantly going, and we're not taking the better part, as our Lord says, which is to be at his feet and rest a while, rest at him. Take that time for that spiritual refreshment that we need. I don't know if I have to worry about so much, but the sickness of excessive planning and functionalism, getting to the point where we plan every detail and everything must be a functional thing and just not letting the Spirit work in our lives. I like this. This is one that I really liked. The sickness of spiritual Alzheimer's disease. And it's forgetting the history of salvation, of one's personal history with the Lord, of one's first love. In other words, it's forgetting why we believe what we believe and why we follow Christ. I think that's a very big one for us in the church, not just for us who work in the church, but for Christians as a whole. We get so caught up in our parishes and our activities, we forget why we do them. Yeah, I think that was... There's about 15.
Good food for thought.
Yeah, there's 15 of them. And there's just some... I mean, it really is... Like I said, I mean... I think a lot of people said that, or a lot of people realize that, you know, he kind of smacked him down pretty good, like you said. But this is something we need to reflect on as well, as how are we, you know, use it as an examination of conscience next time you go to confession, because you really could.
I actually thought when I was reading that news story a couple weeks ago, I didn't realize at first that he was addressing the Curia. I thought he was addressing the church as a whole. Mm-hmm. And because, as you said, so many of those things that he was saying to them, you could easily apply to the body of Christ as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's something. Yeah, well, it's something we need to worry about. There's always things in our lives we need to focus on, to turn away from. We need to have conversion. And this is as good a list as anything to avoid that. Or to have that conversion, to look at, you know, this is something I'm doing in my life, and I need to turn away from that and remember why I'm doing what I'm doing. So, yeah, take a look at that list. It's an incredible list. It was, I can imagine that the Curia wasn't too happy about it since it was a part of their Christmas address, but it's a good thing to hear. Even if, you know, because sometimes we need to hear those things we don't want to hear.
Yeah, I'm sure it can be a little disturbing to go in expecting it's going to be a joyful, happy, you know, Merry Christmas kind of thing. And you get a bit of a, now, here's something else you need to think about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Being scolded by the boss.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
Well, it ended with a Merry Christmas.
It did.
Well, awkward silence.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're still trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. Didn't do a lot of, you know, show prep.
That sort of thinking is why I take spontaneous random road trips, which I did last week.
What did you do? Where'd you go?
Well, okay. So this was... when was it? It was the day after New Year. No, when was it? Anyway, it was last Sunday. Mm-hmm. I just felt this urge. The best way for me to sort of clear my head is to get on the road, the open road. And I think it's just because I'm not distracted by other things, you know, the TV and the computer and all that stuff. So I just, every few months, I just feel like I have to take a road trip, even if it's just a day trip somewhere. And so I felt that way on Sunday, so I just got in the car and started driving, and I didn't really have a destination. So the first place I went was I wanted to go to this town called Okarchi, Oklahoma, which is about an hour from here. And it's the birthplace and the burial site for Father Stanley Rother, who was martyred in Guatemala. And I'd visited his mission down in Guatemala a number of times, but I'd never been to his hometown. So I thought, okay, I'll just go there. And so I went to his church, his home church, Holy Trinity, and it's a beautiful prairie church, absolutely gorgeous inside. I put a photos of it on my blog, which you can look at. And so I visited a little shrine they have there for him, because he's up for canonization, so they have the beginnings of a little shrine there for him. Mm-hmm. And visited the cemetery where he's buried, and you know, the whole cemetery is full of his Rother family, because they came as pioneers. And so it was just a great place to go visit. And after that, I just kept driving. Next thing I knew, I ended up in southeast New Mexico, where I went to high school.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
I put the coffee on. You never came by.
Well, you know, Atlanta is a little bit farther away than I thought I could drive in a day.
I like to see you posted the map of the
yeah, it's kind of
like a funny looking oval.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, I avoided the interstates as much as I could, so I was going through all these little towns and, you know, seeing everybody's little farms and things like that. It was fun. I really enjoyed it, and it really was a mental reset for me, you know.
Yeah, it's fun to be able to do that once in a while, just to get out and go and see parts of the country you usually don't see very often.
Mm-hmm. But just for me mentally, you know, I start listening to the voices in my head. You know what I mean by that? Not the voices, but, you know.
You have voices in your head?
Well, you know what I mean? Listening to your deeper thoughts, which I tend to ignore when I'm finding other reasons to be distracted. So it's a prayerful experience as well. I know that sounds really weird. Everything I just said sounds really weird.
I'm the voice in Steve's head. Go to a gun store, buy a gun.
Stop that.
No.
Just kidding.
I'm talking about the solitude, you know.
I know.
What we were just talking about.
The voices in my head usually come to me when I'm in the shower. That's when I do my best thinking.
Everybody's going to think I'm just really weird.
No, not at all.
I totally understand it.
No, and believe me, I'm the same way. We had a little bit of a tough discussion last Sunday. It was some issues going on in the parish, unfortunately. But I had already planned my vacation a couple of days away, my post-Christmas get-out-of-town vacation. So that was kind of nice to have a few hours when I went home, drove home to visit my parents. They live about 5 hours away, and had that time just kind of clear my head of all that garbage from that meeting. That was, you know, that's nice to be able to do that. And just kind of get all that stuff filtered out in an environment where maybe if you need to yell at something, you can without anybody actually hearing you.
Are you saying that you go out into the fields and yell?
Maybe.
I've done that before. A little scream therapy.
Or just get in the car and just start getting frustrated and yelling and pounding on the steering wheel. Yeah, I've done that before. Nice. Feels pretty good, actually.
Well, it's better than, you know, holding it all in and doing the little passive-aggressive things, you know.
I'm expert at that.
Well, hey, you know, it's the 10th day of Christmas. We have two more to go, and then we have the Epiphany coming up. And there's a great article in Mountain Catholic, mtncatholic.com, about five ways to keep the Christmas spirit year-round and forever. And we can talk about couple of these if you want. You can see the whole list again at we'll have a link in the show notes, mountaincatholic.com. Number one, come back to church this week and next week.
Yes.
And the week after that, and the week after that. This might already be the habit for many people, but there are also many whose last appearance at Mass was Easter or even last Christmas. So of course, the people that are listening to this show, I'm sure, don't need to be reminded to attend church for the days of obligation. Set aside 10 minutes of silence each day for prayer. That's something I don't always do. So that's a good suggestion. Number three, intentionally thank someone daily. G.K. Chesterton said in A Short History of England, "I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder." And so it's always good to have gratitude and thankful for people that do things for you and with you and that sort of thing. Number four, engage in your community. I guess I'm going to do all five. It's not a long list. Connection with something outside of ourselves, particularly connection with fellow human beings, is something we cannot live without. How true. And number five, keep reading stories and sharing them. And they say here, we grow by learning, and at least as far as God's concerned, we should never stop growing and reading. And then, we have great people like Maria Johnson here, who is writing so that we can read.
Writing so you can read. Guess what I do this weekend?
What?
I finish the book.
All right.
Yay! I'll be posting a picture of me popping some champagne somewhere around 11:59 on Sunday.
So how's it going? Are you getting close to the goal?
Yeah. Good. I'm just about done. I really need to put the finishing touches on it today, and I can't wait to talk about it more.
Can I write the last page?
Yes.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was. No, that's the first page. The night was moist.
Yeah. It was a tale of two cities.
All right. This book has been the best of times and
the worst of times. Well, no doubt you can hear the music. I know I can. Llewellyn's Leap, Alan Marchand. Love him and his band. Laura, last break. And again, a reminder to help SQPN in its role in the new evangelization. Head over to sqpn.com/donate, and there you can become, as so many people have, especially recently, friends of SQPN. Again, sqpn.com/donate. And don't forget, if you have a reason to do some online shopping and you like to use Amazon.com, I know that I do. Before you do that, make sure you go over to sqpn.com and click on the Amazon links, and there you'll find the link for your country, and then you'll be directed to Amazon, and every purchase that you make, a little portion of it will go toward the network. And as I've said many, many times, well, a couple pennies here, a couple pennies there, it all adds up to something significant for us. So again, don't forget about us if you're going to Amazon. So I'm hoping that if you go to Amazon and you haven't clicked the link, that you feel guilty. So some Catholic guilt there. Let's see. Also, a smile is we're part of the smile program at Amazon as well. So check it out. Information about that should be in the show notes or somewhere on the SQPN site. And finally, if you want to start up for your New Year's resolution, you want to start a new blog or a podcast, you're going to need some web hosting. And we highly recommend Bluehost. So check out Bluehost by heading over to sqpn.com/Bluehost. Great place to host your blog or whatever. Great place for website hosting. And that is it. I think that Alan and the gang is about to end their song. There we go. Okay, our final segment. So why don't we jump into... Oh, you know what? That's one thing I forgot to do. So you guys do a little bit of talking in the background while I find this file.
Speaking of authors, have we heard anything from our missing panelist who's probably writing feverishly at this moment?
Nah, she finished her book and turned it in already. And I think I think she's somewhere in Texas. She's on a business trip.
Oh,
good. Okay. You're talking about Sarah Fabulous.
Yeah.
The Fabulous.
So she finished Sarah her book. Fabulous. That's great. And
she's
so,
a slacker.
Well, now she doesn't. Well, she always has some excuse why she can't join us.
Speaking of traveling, I don't know how much I'm going to be on the show in January.
Oh, you're going to be doing
trips planned for the next 3 weekends.
Okay. Well,
really?
Well, next 3 weeks, and then usually coming back on a weekend. So I'll be in Orlando next week.
Ooh, nice.
Excellent.
When are you going to be in Atlanta?
In
every time
July.
You travel, you are in Atlanta.
June.
No, I'll be there July.
Okay.
Forget y'all. No.
Yeah. June. Yeah, it's on my calendar. I'm doing my best not to schedule anything around.
Apparently, you already have since you were thinking we're in July.
No, July, I'll be. It's our national convention month for the fraternities I work for, and that's going to be big.
Did you settle upon the location, or was that already decided when you took the
job?
For
2015, we'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. We're still working on the 2017 site, which we'll probably have by the end of January. We should have that settled.
Oh, okay. In Atlanta?
No, You know, I tell you what, you know, one of the things I have to do is I have to go out and get bids on convention sites, and nobody in Atlanta wanted us. They all said, sorry.
Goobers.
We don't want your business.
Goobers. Hey, did you guys see about the old lady that was doing the Cruella de Vil thing?
No.
Snatching cats in the neighborhood and turning them into a fur coat.
Oh, jeez.
What? Seriously?
Well, tell us about that, Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that awful?
Yeah, that's a good subject.
Apparently like that Hanes commercial a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
So he had live cats on his coat.
Much more humane.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't believe it. I put a link up in my Facebook. Oh, it's so bizarre.
I'm sorry, I just had to do that because I don't know how much more we could talk about some lady killing animals and making coats from them.
What were you looking for?
That file.
Oh.
And I found it right before you started talking about the modern day Cruella de Vil. Oh, well. So
timing, as they say, is everything.
It is.
I think we got Maria's pick of the week.
No.
Did you get a new fur coat, Maria, maybe?
I have a good pick of the week.
Okay, well, let's hear it then.
And wonderful and all of the things.
Okay, well, let's hear it. We'll be the judge of that.
I am. I'm looking for the cover of this. You know that I'm a big Lisa Hendy fangirl. I am. I really
are. We all?
Lisa Hendy fangirl. She's got a new book. This woman writes more books. She writes a book a week. How prolific.
What do you mean? Another one?
Another one.
It's what?
Yeah, I got it on my Kindle. It's called As Morning Breaks, and it's Daily Gospel Reflections. And of course, her name's big all over it, but it's really written by a team of the Gospel Reflection team from CatholicMom.com. Hmm. And I got it for the new year because I really need to read more scripture. I really do. I just have such a bad attention span early in the morning, and I thought that this book would be very helpful for me. And I mean, I know it's only the third, but I've been doing all right with using the book. It's very, very brief reflection of the day's gospel, and I'm enjoying it. So that's my pick of the week, and it's on sale. I think it still might be on sale, so use your smile at Amazon to pick up a copy of it. As Morning Breaks.
It's probably very affordable, too, via Kindle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great. Great pick, Maria.
Can I go next?
Yes, please.
But just in keeping with the theme, since we know so many writers, like Maria and Sarah and Lisa and Pat. And speaking of Pat, Pat has this, she posted on her blog, a Catholic writer's prayer. Even though I'm not a writer, it's an awesome prayer that I think anybody would have benefit from. So it's kind of long, so I won't read it here, but if you'll go over to Pat Gohn's website, patgohn.com, and look at Catholic Writer's Prayer, it's really nice. So that for Maria, I'm praying that for you this weekend.
Oh, thank you,
so
Steve.
That you will have a blessed end to your book in all the ways you can have a blessed end to your book.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Father Corey?
Well, since mine's been teased about twice so far, I may as well make sure to do it.
Oh, please change your mind and do something else.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think not.
Do your big pen.
So Pope Francis, you know, he talked about the need for New Year's resolutions, and then he suggested some. You know, of course, when we do New Year's resolutions, what's the popular ones everybody do? They want to lose weight. They want to exercise. They want to eat less. They want to eat better. They want to stop smoking. They want to stop drinking. They want to drink more. No, I mean,
start drinking.
So on and so on. You know, we have all these different resolutions. And frankly, how long do they last? For most people,
a couple of weeks
at best, maybe a month. You know, if someone's really good, it might last up to Lent and then it gets blown off. But, He gave some a list of things that we need to consider for the new year that could very much be very good, beneficial, spiritual New Year's resolutions. He says, take care of your spiritual life, your relationship with God, because this is the backbone of everything we do and everything we are. Another one, he says, take care of your family life, giving your children and loved ones not just money, but most of all your time, attention, and love. Take care of your relationships with others, transforming your faith into life and your words into good works, especially on behalf of the needy. One that I think a lot of people in our culture need to hear and need to do, be careful how you speak. Purify your tongue of offensive words, vulgarity, and worldly decadence. And there's a list of 10 of them. I'm not going to go through them all, but very much things that we need to really think about, you know, avoiding the sins of envy and lust and so on, and so many different things that are we could have as New Year's resolutions that will help us grow spiritually. You know, yeah, we might not lose weight, we might still drink more than we should, we might still smoke, but we're going to be growing spiritually, and that's what's far more important than the worldly things that we usually give up or we usually resolve during this time of year.
Excellent. And a link to that will be in the show notes. And let's see, my pick is a production by Tridio, that new media initiative that Father Roderick and others are starting up in Europe right now. And it is called The Year of Pope Francis, kind of staying with the Pope Francis theme, and we'll have a link to that in the show notes. The Year of Pope Francis, a video produced by Tridio, and it is the year 2014 of Pope Francis in photos, based on a slideshow of Famiglia Cristiana. What was your favorite moment of Pope Francis, it says. And so far it has 277 views, so head over there, check out the video, and bump it up to 278. So that is my pick of the week, and the music is starting to rise in the background, which means that it's time for us to talk about our digital presence and then end the show. So, Maria, or no, let's do Steve first, because he may have to head out. Steve?
Okay, we're doing good on time, but you can find my blog at everythingesteban.com, and I'm trying to figure out a theme for my blogging this year. Of some kind, so I don't have any clues. If you have any ideas on a theme that I should sort of target my blog at this year, I'd appreciate it. Drop me a note. There's a contact form on the blog, everythingisstaben.com.
Fur coats.
I'm going to spam you.
So sounds like Maria has some ideas.
Well, if I didn't have comments from Maria on my blog, I wouldn't have any comments at all.
I'm your fangirl, Steve.
Excellent. So check out everythingesteban.com and give Steve some suggestions. And as Maria will, and Maria has a wonderful blog, Another Cup of Coffee. You can find it at bagojohnson.com. Tell us what's going on over there, Maria.
Well, not a whole lot, except for the weekly photo challenge until I finish this book. But I think I'll be back to blogging regularly Monday. And follow me on Twitter, at Bago.
We'll do that.
I promise I won't regale you with too many weird things about fur coat.
Okay. Just one a week or so. Father Corey, how can we find more of you on the web?
Well, I've got my blog where I post my homily at frcory, that's frcory.org. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, all those kind of fun things at frcorystica, last name spelled S-T-I-C-H-A.
And again, that those links will be in the show notes. And I am the reason why they call me Captain Jeff. I'm an airline pilot. I do a show on the side, The Airline Pilot Guy. And you can find me at airlinepilotguide.com. And I'm on iTunes and all that kind of stuff. Just put out my last show of the year, episode 149, last week, or earlier this week, I guess. And next show will be next week. I head out on a trip on Monday, and next Friday will be episode 150, the first for the new year. So Hope everybody has a great 2015, a great Catholic weekend. Take care and God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.